It's Tuesday, July 30th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A whooping cough outbreak has passed 220 cases statewide. UW-Madison medical researchers make progress on Parkinson's treatments. Wisconsin Dems urge voters to say no to the constitutional amendment questions in the August election. And Ryan Braun was enshrined in the Brewers Walk of Fame. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A statewide outbreak of whooping cough has Wisconsin health departments concerned. Raymond Newport has the details.
The Department of Health Services reports there have been 226 cases of the disease so far this year, and State Immunization Director Dr. Stephanie Schauer tells the Journal Sentinel that's a significant increase over last year. While most of the infections have been in teens, nine of those cases were in infants under 1 year old. Babies that young cannot be immunized, and the disease is much rougher on them, sometimes fatally so. DHS recommends everyone check to see if they're immunized, and if not, schedule an immunization with your doctor. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
People with Parkinson's are receiving new treatment in a clinical trial thanks in part to UW-Madison scientists. Professor of Medical Physics Marina Emborg says brain cell grafts in monkeys helped jumpstart the trial.
The whole idea of this concept of using stem cells is replace the cells that are lost in the disease. It's not going to prevent Parkinson's, but if you have Parkinson's, this can help. One of the advantages of this new technology is you can extend the range of how the cells are distributed inside the brain.
And Burke says by using stem cells, dopamine production increased dramatically, as did the monkey's motor skills. At the same time, symptoms of depression and anxiety were reduced. Wisconsin Democrats are urging voters to vote no on a pair of constitutional amendments authored by Republicans in the legislature, which would take away a governor's ability to spend federal money. Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says the move is a legislative power grab by Republicans.
An attempt to mislead voters, to undermine the checks and balances in our state government, and remove powers from the governor's office and give more power to legislators that were not elected statewide.
Republicans argue legislative oversight over federal funding is appropriate. Amendments must pass two successive legislative sessions before voters have the final say. And unlike bills, the governor can't veto constitutional amendments. Both are on the ballot in the August 13th primary election. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit challenging absentee voting procedures in swing state Wisconsin. Thomas Oldenburg is a voter from Amberg. He filed a lawsuit in February arguing that voters who request absentee ballots through the state's MyVote database must include a physical copy of the request in the ballot return envelopes. State election officials have maintained that language on the envelope stating that the envelope is a copy of the request satisfies state law, and changes at this stage would be disruptive. Online court records indicate Door County Circuit Court Judge David Weber delivered an oral ruling Monday, finding in the state's favor and dismissing the lawsuit. Oldenburg's attorneys didn't immediately respond to an email seeking comment. The Milwaukee Brewers' all-time home run leader receives a special honor. Ted Aylin pitches his story.
Ryan Braun was enshrined in the team's Walk of Fame at American Family Field Saturday. The six-time All-Star and 2011 Most Valuable Player spent his entire 14-year career with the Brewers, beginning in 2007. That time also included a 65-game performance-enhancing drug suspension in 2013. Braun becomes the 23rd Brewers great to have a granite home plate set in the team's Walk of Fame. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.